B-Pod Studios.
I'd like to introduce to you right now, and again, if you would like to comment as well, feel free to do so, a Mr. Ron Framington. He is a local community activist. He is wishing to put together a petition and would like the support of other members, citizens of Lee County. Let's welcome him to the program right now. Mr. Framington, welcome to the show.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be here.
I understand you are a local community leader, an activist?
Yes, sir, I am. And I wanted to bring community awareness to one of Lee County's most underserved areas.
And that is?
Boca Grande.
Boca Grande, one of our out islands, a beautiful part. That's where the bushes hang out.
Yes, unlike our ridiculous orange clown of a president we have now, the Bush family, American royalty.
Okay.
They like to be on Boca Grande.
Okay. Now, Mr. Framington, do you have an organization? I see a local community leader and activist.
Yes, I have an organization that I started many years ago. And it is called OBGYN, and I am the president and chief executive officer. It stands for Out of Boca Grande, You Narcotics Peddlers.
Okay.
I am going to petition the Lee County Commission on several items relating to our underserved minority community here on Boca Grande.
In other words, the affluent, the one percenters, which I guess, are you saying, are a minority here in Lee County?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what are you going to the commission for?
Well, number one, and I've reached out to the Bush family to see if they can help me with some legal advice.
The Bush family.
But I'm going to demand that the Lee County Commission divert more tax dollars to securing Boca Grande from global warming.
What? Wait a second now. How do you go about doing that? And do you need more tax dollars on Boca Grande? You're an affluent island that very few people get a chance to go to, since it's so hard to get to Boca Grande, sir. And I don't even know why you're wasting my time on this show when we serve the greater Quad County area of Lee County, Collier County, Hendry County, and Charlotte County, sir.
How dare you be openly hostile to Lee County's most vulnerable population?
How are you the most vulnerable? You're the most wealthy, sir.
Global warming, sir. Look it up. Look it up.
So what are you going to tell the county commission?
I know our stupid president doesn't believe in it, but let me tell you something. It is for real, and we need those tax dollars, and we also need more physical barriers.
What? There's only one way into Boca Grande.
Exactly. And we just want to do everything we can to keep the riffraff out. And
what kind of riffraff? What are you talking about? I've gone to Boca Grande. It's beautiful.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about, Mr. Rock and Roller. I'm talking about you and your drugs.
Me and my drugs. I'm not a drug user, sir. And I don't know that. What are you? Mr. Framington, we're speaking with Ron Framington. Are you smoking? I heard a lighter. That's nicotine. Are you addicted to nicotine, sir?
No, I am not. I am enjoying medicinal marijuana, which is perfectly legal.
Medicinal marijuana. So that's what you're lighting up.
That's perfectly legal. Now,
what do you want to do?
I do have a plan that I'm taking before the Lee County Commission, and what I want to see happen, and as a matter of fact, I demand it, is that all stores on Boca Grande and in the immediate vicinity, effective immediately, will no longer be allowed to sell cigarettes, beer, or wine. Now, we take care of that. We've taken care of a lot because convenience stores are a blight. That's where you people like to go. You like to go
get
there.
Gasoline,
you like to buy,
and coffee.
You like to You like to buy your glass pipes, your cigarettes, your beer, your wine coolers, the black and mild, whatever they are.
Yeah. We have
and then you come over here with your drugs. You go to the convenience store. You get some cigarettes. You get your crack pipes. You get your beer and wine. And then you litter the beach. And then the next thing you know, global warming's going to finish us off.
And what about bomb cars that come over onto your island?
Oh, my God. You should see some of these people. Some of these people are driving cars. They wouldn't even be allowed to drive for Uber. And you know what? It would be for your own good if that went countywide. That would solve a lot of problems.
But you're looking even off of Boca Grande. If you're anywhere near the road that leads to Boca Grande, you know, through Inglewood there, that they, too, should not have cigarettes, beer, and wine at convenience stores.
And I have spoken, because we're in a unique location, I've spoken to some in Charlotte County about getting this started there, but we're going to start in Lee, and obviously that's where all your problems come from. You ask anybody, it's the convenience stores, people going in to buy cigarettes, beer, and wine, and their blunts, and their crack pipes, and you do away with it.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. You're on with Ron Framington.
Yeah, Mr. Farming Market, I got a question. you referred to a physical barrier you want around Boca Grande, and you refer to the president as stupid. But isn't that the same thing he wants at the southern border, a physical barrier to keep out narcotics?
Hold on a second. The difference is when the president's saying that, it's because he is a racist. I just want a physical barrier.
Aren't you being racist and excluding people from your beautiful area, you one percenter jerkball idiot? You're telling people they can't get themselves a cold beer, a pack of smokes. Do you hear what you're sounding like?
I hear comments like this all the time from the uneducated.
So you want a barrier around Boca Grande to limit people from Lee and Charlotte counties to go on the island, and you are also looking in, because of global warming, to ban at convenience stores cigarettes, beer, and wine, because they come onto your island in their bomb cars, and the girls with the anal cleavage, and they're gonna it's okay.
And your crack pipes and your rolling papers.
Yep, and your black and
And you know what? There is no reason in the world for a convenience store to be selling single razor blades.
Okay, let's take another call. We're on with Ron Framington. Yes, sir. You're on with Ron Framington from OBGYN.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy.
I think Ron could also protect the perimeter of the island to keep the hippie paddle boarders and the hippie.
Yeah, what about that, Ron? Your hippie paddle boarders, your surfers, your bodyboarding.
I see it all the time. The people coming by on these boats that are just they're one step away from the grave. These boats, they're bombed. You see the smoke, and then I see these young girls. And they are flaunting their anal cleavage at me.
Maybe you go and put up those crisscross anti-tank barriers, maybe some razor wire, and stop them from their junk Johnny boats and body surfing. Maybe you'd like that.
I would like that, except for the fact that it is not aesthetically pleasing. It's very low-rent solution.
What is your solution for the beaches, then? Because why we may have one road that can take us to Boca Grande, where, thank God, we have public beach access now, people can still leave Captiva and Sanibel and take their boats up to Boca Grande, and that would be your hippies, your young girls on spring break in their bikinis.
Oh, my God.
The ne'er-do-wells that don't belong on your island.
Well, that's part of why I'm going before the Lee County Commission, because I need more of your tax dollars, because we only have one deputy. We need probably 50 times that.
What, you got like a police state?
Give them orders, shoot to kill.
Oh,
nobody's
stop.
Got any business on this island. There's no reason for them to be here. They're up to no good.
Let's take another call.
We need faster police boats. Okay. We need more police, and we need heavier weapons.
You're on with Ron Framington.
It's global warming.
Sir, OBGYN, he's a local community activist. You're on the air with Ron Framington.
What's wrong with the girls with their... anal cleavage.
Yeah, you know
I don't
what?
See what the problem with that.
Good question. You have a problem with Texas. anal cleavage, do you not, Mr. Framington?
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but if you look up the laws in Lee County, I am the one responsible for the anal cleavage laws that are on the books now. Because of my complaint.
If you don't remember that, about several years ago, a lot of people, believe it or not, this is completely true, and Ron Framington spearheaded it. There were spring breakers that would have their bikinis on, and because you could see the start of their butt, their tailbone, Mr. Framington and the citizens of Boca Grande considered that offensive, and it is now banned on Lee County beaches because of
like
this gentleman.
You'll wear your
Bermuda shorts, your plaid Bermuda shorts that come down to your knees, your black socks and penny loafers, and your little funny hats, but you can't stand a pretty girl with anal cleavage.
You mock my words. You mock me at your own peril because I got anal cleavage outlawed. And pretty soon, you're not going to be able to go into these convenience stores and buy your drug paraphernalia like cigarettes and your beer and your wine. We're going to do away with you and your loitering,
your bomb cars, your hip hop
music with the bumps and whatnot.
You know what?
We're
going
to do away with all of it so we can finally get some sort of a goddamn return on investment on real estate.
Where are you? You certainly weren't born and raised on Boca Grande, sir. Where are you from originally?
I am from the Northeast. I don't like to give out information because this damn internet, people find out where you live. Someone had the nerve after I got that ordinance passed to make their way. They broke into the island, and then they went right to my house and spray painted in red spray paint A with a circle, which I'm told means they're anarchists. But then they wrote anal cleavage right across the whole front of my house. So I won't have it. I won't have it anymore with you and your drugs and your anal cleavage and your bomb cars and your prostitution. I want to live in peace, damn it.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio. want to send. The bill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Lycan, Percocet, Oxycontin.
Stan, I'm stop that.
96.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It's supposed to be a Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, big day plan. All revolving around Dave.
Yep.
So we're excited. Let's make it happen. Where is he?
Not here.
Why?
Let me begin. he's in a mood. He's in a mood.
So why would he be in a mood?
Let me hold on. Follow me on this because
I mean I saw him not that long ago and he was fine.
Because I think you're going to have a reaction to a couple of things.
By the way, D-Train. Be careful, that stool is broken.
Oh, yeah, don't use that. Use this chair.
Yeah, I remember when Stan and had an incident.
That's why I got a new one. Richard got me a new one.
So why not throw away the old
one?
Because Stan likes it to be there.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Is that going in the museum at some point?
Maybe. Okay.
That does go back to the old studio, doesn't it?
It goes all the way back. You're going to have a reaction to this.
I don't want... It's a Friday. I wanted it to be a nice show. So, I don't want to have a reaction.
Today was supposed to be Dave's makeover. Shark Girl's coming in, going to make them all up
and
pretty.
And I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Oh, there's a big deal.
But I have gone out of my way to make sure... And I'm not just talking about... I have gone out of my way to make sure that things are trouble-free for Dave
They're
so
not.
That today goes off without a hitch.
They're not.
Why would you give Shark Girl an impossible task?
Oh, she wanted to do it, and I thought it'd be fine. Maybe he'd wind up looking like a clown. So, follow me. Please, follow me. I get into work today.
I'm just registering before you say a word that I don't understand how anything could have happened because I did everything I could to make sure everything was cool.
No, you
cool.
didn't. No, apparently, according to him, you didn't.
You forgot the Dave factor.
I get into work today.
I did something.
Wait a second. You just listen. Because if I blurt right out and say it, you're going to take it out of context. I get into work, and his boss, Morgan, is here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting ready. There's another station here, because he does work with the vans, the station vans. Another station's doing a promotion.
Yes.
Morgan, his boss, who heads up all that stuff, knows that he had this work to do. That he actually gets paid for. So, I get into work today, and Morgan comes steaming into the office and said, "Where's Dave?" I said, what are you talking about? She says, "It's after 11 o'clock. He told me he would be in here at 9 o'clock. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't keep tab. Well, call him. I said, I don't have his new number because he didn't have his month of October.
You do.
And she said, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Stan, doesn't he have something to do on your show today? We have this big promotion at the other radio station that's going on. I needed him at 9, and here it is, 11 o'clock, and he's not even here to help. And he's getting paid for it. And I'm like, holy smokes. I said,
I don't know how that would be possible.
I will continue. So, long about 11:20, he comes in all spazzed out. I mean, it looked like he had a loose wire. You know what I'm talking about, T-Train.
Unfortunately.
Loose wires start fires.
Now,
I see that wire every Sunday around 8:30.
So I said to him, hey, idiot, you were supposed to be in at 9 o'clock. He starts ranting and raving. That's a lie. I said, you're telling me your boss is lying to me? That's a lie. She texted me to come in at 11 o'clock. It was after 11. And so he shows me the text, and sure enough, the text says 11 o'clock. So I go and find his
it's still 11:30.
I know that. I find his boss, Morgan, and I said, I saw the text you sent him. It was 11 o'clock. She goes, that was the second time. I said, well, she said, I text him again and said, if you're not making it, make it 11 o'clock. Well, he was still late. So I said that to Dave. I said, you know what? It was 9 o'clock, but 11 o'clock, she said, just so you can get in here. He said, I had a rough night, man.
What?
I said, what do you mean a rough night? I couldn't sleep. Hold on. This is where you get involved. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the person I was staying with, man, up till 1:30, and I can't sleep. I said, hold on a second. Don't you have your own room where you can close the door and get sight and sound out?
His own wing.
Yeah, I do, man, but I still didn't sleep right, and I've got all this stuff to do. I said, you've got your makeover today. I said, you better finish with your work that you came in late to do. I didn't come in late. And he's running around. So I see him about 5 minutes later. Now, you remember Shark Girl yesterday said, please make sure he's clean.
Mm-hmm.
He is, first of all, filthy. And from head to toe, he's got a glaze of sweat on him. And I just told him, I said, Dave, a lot of people are doing things here on the show today for you, for your makeover. You need to be here. And sure enough, 2 o'clock comes around. He's nowhere to be found. So I believe, is this him on the phone? Let's find out where he is. Watch. Now, before I even pick up the phone, I'm going to be very polite and watch him lose his mind.
And he claims that he had trouble sleeping.
That's what he told me.
Damn roommates.
Yep. I told him. I said, what are you talking about? From what I understand, you have your own room.
Stan, to be fair, he is 18. It takes a while to just...
He's 45.
He didn't just have his own room, Stan. He had his own wing.
Let's find out what
complete sporty. With his own shower.
Let's find out. Yep.
Shampoo.
Which he didn't use. See this? I'm being about as polite as I can possibly be. I don't
who
know
is
what
he talking to.
I don't know who he's talking to. This is what I'm dealing with. I told you he was squirrely, edgy.
Can he hear you?
I'm sure he can hear me.
I am so pissed off.
What are you doing, Dave?
I am so pissed off now, man. I've got everything right. Everything.
I'm as calm and cool as
and
a cucumber.
This is how I get traded,
this is
man.
What we have to deal with.
What's going on, Dave?
This is how I get traded. I'm doing everything.
Told you.
Right,
I said to him, but you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I'm not.
I don't even know what
I'm
happened
not.
Or what you're talking about. We just started.
Shut up.
So. He had trouble sleeping.
Yes, he did. He told me, he said he did not sleep well last night. that whoever he was sleeping, well, it was up till 1:30.
Far be it for me to tell tales out of school.
Yeah.
But here is the truth as I know it. Dave approached me earlier this week and said, dude, check it out. I got so much stuff I got to do this week.
I know. That's what he told me. I'm aware of this.
And I'm sympathetic. He goes, you know what? I got this Godsmack thing to do. Then I got to do my regular work. And then, of course, you know, the Friday show with you guys. Is there any way? Because it would save me a lot of time. Instead of having to drive from the Cape, is there any way I could stay at your place Wednesday and Thursday night?
So it was your place he stayed at.
So
you were the one that stayed up so late keeping him awake.
Hold on. I said, Dave, you're my bro. Anything you need, bro, no problem.
By the way, Shirt Girl's saying, do I need to come in? Yes, you do.
Is he still in the area?
He better be. He knows this.
Because I don't know what he's doing for transport.
He knows this.
So, Dave stayed at my house Wednesday and Thursday. Now, Wednesday doesn't seem to be an issue, so I'll deal with Thursday. We left the station together at the same time, and then he said, okay, bro, I'm going to go pick us up dinner. What do you want? I said, I don't care, Dave. Whatever looks good, just pick up some food. I'm not that worried about it. Right on. So I go to play my video game, and evidently I'm kicking ass because I played for 2 hours uninterrupted. I didn't intend to, because normally what I do is when I die, I stop and take a smoke break, but I never died. Borderlands 3.
Sure.
And so it's somewhere between 8 and 9 by the time Dave comes back with dinner.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for that, because Dave was being a good Samaritan, because there was some hot Hooters girl that was broke down at the Circle K, and he helped
her. He's full of lies!
And he helped her change a tire, so that's why he drove all the way to the Fort Myers Hooters to pick up food, because she offered him a complimentary chicken sandwich. Now, as far as Dave last night being kept up late.
Yeah, he was kept up. He couldn't sleep well. This was at your place.
Yes. First of all, we'll start at the beginning of the end of my interaction with Dave.
About
Hold
one
on.
Minute.
That's fine. I bring Dave 2 clean towels and a thing of soap.
Yes.
And I go, you got a big day tomorrow, buddy.
Yes.
I want to make sure you're taken care of.
Room service. Nice.
And I said, here you go. This is about 9:30. I said, so go take care of your business. I'm going to watch a little bit of news, have my food.
Yeah.
TV should be off in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You can go to bed. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. Once I watch the news and eat my stuff, I'm done for the night except for one thing, and that's to go out on the back porch and read.
Yeah, that's your routine.
So I ask you, how is me reading on the back porch keeping him awake in the bedroom?
Clearly you're a loud reader, Haney.
He's got splaining to do because Shark Girl Dave is on her way.
And the odd thing is, he says I was keeping him up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But he'd say he was going to bed and then come back and smoke another one after about an hour. He'd come back out again.
Yours or his?
Come on.
I don't even know at this point because, he's got that roll your own stuff. But what he does is he makes me save my empty cigarette packages so he can put his fake cigarettes in mine so he's not carrying around a plastic bag looking like a drug dealer. But I got no idea how on earth. Because you know what he said to me? He was sitting out there by himself when I came out to start reading.
Yeah.
He goes, Man, it's so peaceful here.
We'll be back.
I've never slept better.
Stan and Annie.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long, dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What the hell's going on?
Stan and Haney, Absolute Law text line.
Is he coming in or
he
not?
He better.
Where did he go?
This has been planned for a week.
Do you know where he went?
Nope. Oh, I do. I do have an idea where he went.
So it would be station business that he went for?
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
Absolute Law text line. Shark Girl, who's on her way down here, says, in regards to Dave, that little sack of... Does he even understand how much I will hurt him and physically and emotionally abuse him if he doesn't show up?
Yes, because she kicked his ass once before.
Yeah, and
that, she physically has already kicked his ass several times.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga, greater than Shotokan.
As proven on this show.
And a couple of quick things. So now Dave is staying at Haney's place. Qualified domestic relations order on the way. Let's see. Hold on.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think that he's going to be a dependent.
If he gets any bills to your house and he's stuck, you have to evict
him. That's why I only allow him to stay for 2 days and then he's got to go.
Shark Girl should help Dave learn how to change his tampon. Captain John Lazaro, United States Naval Reserve, retired.
Yep. RET.
In the military, you show up on time for muster and on time for watch, no matter what kind of night you had. Otherwise, you go to the captain's mast. I'm telling you, we're not playing around here.
You know, we've known Captain Lazaro a long time.
Two words for a waterman, and methadone clinic.
And, you know, It really helps keep track of time, because you remember when we started out and it was our friend Ensign Lazaro.
Yep, sure do. Sure do. I didn't even know he made it to, lieutenant and then captain and commander.
Yeah, you busted
him down
a few times.
Yeah, a few times. I didn't know. Let's do
that. And you know what? That son of a gun, he went as high as you can possibly go and then retired.
Yep. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Give Dave a little time to get in to the radio station. Rob, let's give this a few minutes. Let's get into the grab bag a little bit. And if Dave isn't here by then, can you call him and we'll...
Yeah, you might have to look on the caller ID to see where he was calling from.
Okay, try and track it down.
Find out what his deal is. This has been planned for a week. And even his supervisor, Morgan, knew that it was planned for a week because she told me today he needed to get his work done because he has something planned with you guys today. I said, yes. Yes, he does.
Well, in his defense, I'm not sure what they got him doing.
He said
that they had him building a stage.
No.
That he was building a stage.
The other, another radio station in the building is having a big deal. They're all excited. And you know how it is, if we're like have a concert date or something, you got to get the stuff over there, you got to unload the stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to assist them, and I believe that's what he is doing, but he needed to get an earlier start.
But he couldn't sleep because reading loudly.
He kept him up all night long. He was tossing and turning. I know.
I don't know what else I can do.
No good deed.
You know what? Take a listen to this trailer. I think we got another Academy Award for this guy.
Coming to the big screen this fall, you've seen him as Forrest Gump, The Castaway, in romantic comedies like You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. Now, he's playing one of the most important roles of his career. Tom Hanks is... Greta Thunberg.
This is pissing me off. I'm going to write me a letter.
16-year-old Swedish environmental activist talking to the UN.
I am not a fish! How many times am I going to have to tell you people that?
Tom Hanks is Greta Thunberg.
This was the hole that was filled with water. We had to dive in to save the virgin who was being eaten by the giant snake.
Coming soon, like the end of the world.
Ah!
I'm going to be tuning in. This
she
guy.
She is just the perfect poster child for the insanity.
Yep. This guy actually has legal grounds. Listen to this story. I guess it's the law in North Carolina. He can sue. The guy in North Carolina sued his wife's lover. She was cheating on him. So this guy sued his wife's lover for stealing her away from him. There is still an old state law in North Carolina that's on the books that says it is illegal to do such. A judge just awarded him $750,000 because a lover stole his wife.
Yeah, good for him.
It was like someone calling you and telling you a family member had just suddenly and tragically died. He came to my house, and we shared stories. We talked about personal lives. I filed the case because I feel it's very important that people understand that the sanctity of marriage is important, especially in this day and age when people question everyone's morals, people question everyone's viability as a person, and the state backed me up on it. He did things purposely. Visit with her when I was at work. I have scars. I still have a lot of healing to do.
Yep, there he is.
And what do they do by destigmatizing that behavior? It leaves the aggrieved party with no recourse whatsoever.
Yep.
And then you end up, you know, the court found his way this time, but normally what would happen is he would be told that, well, you must have been a bad husband for that to happen, and now you're going to have to pay so that her new man can drive a new pickup truck.
He was just awarded $750,000.
Don't count on that in your life.
Nor do I think it's going to be paid.
Yeah.
Tesla has just introduced a new software update for their automobiles. It's called Smart Summon. It is basically a remote that you keep, and if you've, like,
parked, I worry about that, where they can update the cars, because they've done that before and gone, hey, congratulations, we just updated your software. Your car can now go 10 miles an hour faster.
Updated the software, it's Smart Summon, so that if you're at, like, a place where there's valet parking, or, you know, you're at the movies and you're parking pretty far away from the movie theater, it might be raining. You summon your car, it backs out of the parking spot and comes up to you. Problems.
Driverless?
Driverless.
That would be really cool if it worked both ways, where you could just get out of the car, tell it to go park.
And now the police really don't know what to do. This guy captured it all. He summoned his car. Cop came. Cop goes and says, you know, you got a moving violation. You didn't do this, didn't do that.
I wasn't driving.
And then he says, I wasn't driving.
All right, here we go. Test one. Car's backing out. Looks good. Put the turn signal on. But oh, wait, we got someone coming here.
That's not good. Dude, what'd I do?
The police officer just pulled over the Tesla. It ran the stop sign.
So the car, you can summon it?
Yeah.
So it's like a new feature from Tesla that, like, if you were in a shopping center, you can bring the car to you. But apparently it doesn't have a stop sign.
You worked that out yet?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who to write the ticket to, so.
I wasn't driving.
It's like whistling for your horse on Red Dead Redemption.
Yes!
I'm amazed, though, that they can just roll stuff like that out.
Yeah, and it's just sent to your car.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the technology is great, but I think it should probably be perfected before it's put on the street.
I agree. Dateline, the Florida Keys. The Siesta Key Oyster Bar, much like a lot of hole-in-the-wall bars, you go and tack that dollar bill up onto the wall. Well,
oh, yeah, you remember Captain Tony's?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Siesta Key Oyster Bar has been letting people paper the walls with $1 bills, absolutely covered. But they recently pulled them all down and donated the money for Hurricane Dorian victims in the Bahamas. How much money was on the wall? to the tune of about $14,000.
Spring break time, you got like a couple hundred dollars going up a day. Oh man, this one is in there.
The devastation was horrific. Once we started pulling them, we were then realizing that there was like layers upon layers upon layers of dollar bills. This wall and the ceiling, they were covered.
I always told people, like, make sure you staple it a bunch so it stays up there. I'm starting to regret that now.
We took it to the bank, had them count it, and they actually had to take it to a vault off-site because they didn't have the capacity to count that much. I've hung up a dollar bill in the last 3 to 5 years. It's on its way to the Bahamas. It's really cool.
It does make you feel good, honestly.
That's a great concept.
Yep, it is.
I mean, I'm sure it was not planned out that way. That's pretty cool, especially when people are out on the town, they're planning on burning money anyway. Put some up there.
$14,000 worth. You know what? This guy's got it coming, and the assistant has the phone calls to back it up. Robert De Niro is being sued by his former assistant for gender discrimination and harassment. She is seeking $12 million from De Niro.
You know, he's not aging well.
No. She accuses De Niro of, among other things, urinating while on the phone with her and asking her to, quote, imagine him on the toilet. This is the same.
What?
This is the same assistant.
Why would you ask somebody to do that?
It's De Niro. We don't understand it. We had the whole discussion yet. Not a smart man. This is the same assistant that...
You know what he is? He's a mutt, and I'd knock him the F out.
This is the same assistant that De Niro sued in August, accusing her...
of watching Netflix.
Yes! She saved one of his little phone messages.
You live in Spain, and you upset with me. You tell me how nice you have it, your life over there, and you don't answer my call. How dare you? You're about to be fired. You're history. How dare you disrespect me how much you did. Don't get angry with me because I'm pissed off because I didn't get a simple thing that I need right now here out in California when I'm here for less than 24 hours. You got to be kidding me, you spoiled brat. You.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
You think Bob De Niro is familiar with the word no?
No, you can't say the word no. That's it. If I heard correctly, and I wasn't too opposed to this, on the cockfight, did you introduce the new Who song?
I did, and it won last night.
It's actually pretty good. Here's a little sample of the brand new song by The Who. Sounds really good.
It sounds like The Who.
It's the best they've sounded in years. The song is called All This Music Must Fade. Do we have Dave answering his phone?
I am dialing right now.
Okay, let's let it ring for a second because...
I'm so glad that you've delegated dialing to Rob.
Yeah, I can't do it.
With those sausage fingers.
So hard.
Well, the numbers are a lot smaller.
Yeah, look at this. You can imagine me dialing.
It looks like an old BlackBerry.
And we'd have to stop everything we were doing because if you talk while Stan's dialing, he'll forget the numbers.
It breaks my train of thought. What?
It went to voicemail, and it wasn't his voicemail. So I don't know whose phone he called from, but I star 69'd it, and it's a 239 area code.
That's unusual.
What is going on with him?
Do you want me to write the number down? You can hear the voicemail.
Do you have his special number?
That's been disconnected.
What was the one he talked to you on yesterday that he texted you on?
Oh, he didn't text me yesterday.
You got a number for him?
No, the one I have is the one that's not up to date.
It's
a new month.
This sounded like a home phone.
An
answering machine.
Did it start with a 7?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
That is...
his home phone?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me he called just a few minutes ago from his home phone?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a cell phone that ties in with his home number, but that is his home number. And what he got was his dad's answering machine.
That son of a bitch. We'll find out what it... Who's that? Is there someone? Is that you dialing, or is that somebody on?
That's me dialing.
Okay. I'm like a trip hammer right now. We'll be back, and we'll see what happens. I'm getting angrier by the minute. Stan and Haney with D-Train hanging out with us today.
I don't know what else I could have done.
96K Ron.
Your fault.
Yeah, it's because he couldn't sleep.
You were just going to sleep at a reasonable hour. None of this would happen.
How do you keep somebody awake by reading?
Do you drag your finger across the screen?
96K Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
D-Train's visiting us today. This was supposed to be Dave's segment where he was going to get a makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave is a puss, Dave the Puss no-show. And so Shark Girl is got her makeup here. And so D-Train has said that he will be getting the makeover.
Oh, for a second, I thought Marvin was going to do it.
Oh, no. Oh, that's another thing with Marvin. If we are supposed to have...
You don't want to do it, Marvin?
We're supposed to have...
Are you going to film this?
Yes.
Is it going to be upside down?
Yes.
We don't have the camera, though. He's got to use his phone because...
I thought he had a camera.
That's what I was told.
Don't you have a camera?
We had it reserved for today.
It was on the calendar.
It was... You going to deny it wasn't on the calendar? Okay, it was on the calendar. Shark Girl, how are you, sweetheart? Thank you so much for coming down.
Oh, I love your shirt, Shark Girl.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
Trans Am.
Yep.
I want you to show this to Haney. She brought us a gift. She's an extremely talented woman. She's a photographer. She's a diver. She
World
goes all
traveler.
Around. Yes. She took this picture for us.
I brought your present.
And it is. She took it. Look at that.
Wow.
That's feeding fish.
No, they were mating.
Mating fish.
Well, how does that work?
Well, it's the sailfin snapper spawning aggregation. Say that five times fast. But they do it every year in Palau. It's like once a year in the beginning of the year. And they just, I don't know, do this.
And see, the male
ball.
Fish release stuff, and then the female fish swim through it.
You all right, DK?
We're making all kinds of jokes, like, "Oh, I hope I don't get a baby fish in my ear." And you know.
Palau, huh?
It's near Guam.
That is, and you took that.
Yep, it was about.
You were there.
Yeah, that was about 90 feet down. It's terrifying, but
all the
was it terrifying?
What's that?
Was it terrifying?
Oh yeah, the current is like there's three of the greatest ocean currents in the world converge there, so it's like. We had to do two dives to get down because the current was just, like, blowing
How
us.
Deep is that?
90.
90 feet?
I was 90 feet, but it goes, I mean, it probably
You could
down
look
like
down and
1,000.
See a lot deeper.
Oh, yeah.
So you could feel all of the current?
Yeah, it was, like, pushing me so hard I had to, like, grip onto. Like,
could you feel, like, different temperatures going by you?
No.
Because it seems like all those currents would be different temperatures of some sort.
No, the water is like crazy warm. It makes Florida look like a cool, dry place. So,
all the historical stuff in Guam, and you go to watch fish mate?
No. We did the World War II. I meant to tell you this. We did the World War II tour. It was the...
Get that mic right on there.
Peleliu?
Peleliu? You went to Peleliu?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, you suck.
Yeah. We saw the... they have a museum there. We saw the 1,000-yard stair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Painting, and they had,
how much would you pay for that, D-Train?
I don't have enough money to even try to pay for that. That's an amazing trip.
That would be a trip of a lifetime for you, wouldn't it?
The coolest...
Absolutely.
Oh, the coolest part was seeing the Japanese caves where they hid out. And
yeah.
There's thousands of sake bottles, like, everywhere.
Were there still scorch marks on them?
No. No, but there was a guy that was stuck in one of those caves until the 1960s.
And didn't know.
Yeah, nobody told him that the war was over. So he was just like, stuck there.
He refused to surrender, so the Japanese government had to go find his retired commanding officer, bring him out there to call the guy out, because he refused to give up. He thought no way in heck would the Japanese Empire ever surrender. So when all these because he is still trying to assault people with what limited weaponry he still had available, but they actually had to bring his commander out to get him to
So he
surrender.
Was like trying to kill civilians.
Yeah. Anybody came within his sight. Any round eye.
Do we know what happened to him?
They got so decimated down there that he basically just got away from his troops and...
No, I mean, I can see that.
After he was rescued?
I would hope that the Japanese government, like, gave him a pile of gold or something.
I'm sure they gave him something. Interestingly enough, I'm actually in Fort Morgan, Alabama next month. We are doing the 75th anniversary of the Peleliu battles.
And
so,
she's been there and you haven't. So how about
that? Something? I'll have to have her come on my podcast and talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was it? What was it like there?
The land, they love
Americans.
Make
sure you get that mic
there.
Sorry.
They love Americans, number one, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, one of the rare places in the world where that's true.
Yeah, and it's because we saved their butts, you know. Mm-hmm. But the land there's really not a whole lot to do. I mean, it's pretty, but it's all diving is where you want to be. And it's crazy. Like, there's World War II wrecks everywhere. It's the most insane.
Did you dive the wrecks?
I didn't do the wrecks because I was worried about going into deco because we were doing, like, four dives a day. So we did most of the wrecks on the last day, and I was like, I need a break. I can't. It's crazy. But when we were there, they were having like the worst drought they've ever had. So they ended up closing Jellyfish Lake, the famous lake they have there. They closed it like 2 weeks after we left, and it was closed for 3 years.
What's famous about it?
They have these, it's like they have thousands of jellyfish in this one lake. And they don't have any stinging cells, so you can go in.
Is it a freshwater lake or?
Yeah. No, it's not. But I think it's like a mix or something.
Brackish.
Not positive about
that
part. Yeah, but you just go and you're surrounded by all of these jellyfish,
and they don't bite you, sting you.
No, and it's like they look like breasts, so you're surrounded by like thousands of breasts. You know, it's anyway. Just watch a video of it; it's really cool. But
that's awesome.
What are we going to do to detrain here today? Oh, by the way, as we're getting ready, and you can watch this on Facebook Live on the K-Rock Facebook page.
Do we know
page.
Where Dave is?
This is what I'm going to find out. Rob, I need your help for just a quick second. Can you hear me in there? Since we can't get a hold of Dave, I believe his boss, Morgan, is at the same location. So if you call her... See, Pat, find out, A, is Dave there? And B, if he is there, pass the phone over to him. Don't tell him I'm going to talk to him, but I'm going to yell at him. So just find out from Morgan if he's there.
So since Dave's not here, we're going to make D-Train look pretty.
That's right. So
Lord knows I need it.
It's going to be a Facebook Live, so you can follow along with this. And Shark Girl, I was talking to you off the air. I don't want him made up like he's going to work in the middle of the week with a skirt on. I want this a Saturday night dress to kill makeup.
You're talking about somebody wearing F me pumps.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly what I want. And then describe to us as you're applying his makeup. Hold on a second. I got info. Yes?
Another radio station van just pulled in the building here, and I believe that it's Dave.
You believe that it's Dave?
It looked just
like
another
radio station's van?
No, in one of our.
All right. Let's get. I want to wait a few minutes until he comes in here, and then I'll yell at him a little bit,
okay.
and then we can see if he will do it.
So we'll have some planned yelling time, and then we'll give him the option.
Yes, we'll give him the option. It could be the champion D-Train doing it, or the puss Dave, who's looking for any possible reason not to do this.
It would work better if we had Dave, because I have my clothes, and I think D-Train is like too buff to fit into my clothing.
He is buff,
yeah.
Isn't
we've established his neck is too large to fit any necklaces at this point.
Well, so. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's like, what are you, 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'5".
And what are you, 210 now?
I'm up to 210. I was at 206 last week.
Yep. And then what would you say Dave's size is?
Dave is 5.
3 apples high.
Dave's, what, about 5'6" and 140
and
pounds.
And Shark Girl has already physically beaten him.
Beaten his ass.
Well, he has womanly hips.
Yeah, so you did this with Dave in mind. You brought the stuff with Dave in mind.
We got an update here. What do we know?
He's refusing to come in until he can smoke his cigarette, he said, because he can't smoke in a station van.
We're on the air.
That's what I said. I said, they're waiting for you, and he said, I'm going to smoke out here.
Melvin, please, stay right here. Haney.
I thought his name was Marvin.
I don't know what his name is.
I don't care.
You are the only one he listens to. Walk out there and tell him.
With your dad voice.
With your dad.
Oh,
yeah, put that smoke down and get your ass in here now. Or I'll do it. You want me to do it? I'll do it. I'll be glad to do it.
No, that means I'll have to go out there and call him son.
Yeah. Just go out there and
son.
Tell him to get his ass in here right now, or so help me God, I'll pop him right in the mouth. What the hell is his problem?
Where to start?
Yeah, where to start? This is. Let me ask you this, Rob.
Yes.
Was he sweaty and looked like a street bum?
He had more excuses. He just witnessed a car crash. It happened right in front of him.
I don't care.
And he had to stop to make sure everybody was okay.
That's a
change
bunch
a tire
of bullshit.
And get a free chicken.
And he's got video of it as well.
I don't care.
He never has video of anything.
I don't care. I do not care. How long will this take? If it's D-Train. Or it's Dave, makeup-wise. I'm not talking about the costume. I'm talking about makeup-wise. How long will it take? Because we can both do it together. I'll work on Dave, and you can work on D-Train. Yeah. You stupid idiot! You stupid idiot! Why don't you care? What is your problem today?
What is your problem?
Don't you say hi to Shark Girl when she's here?
When I come in and get immediately attacked.
You're going to get immediately attacked. Do you see what time it is?
Dave, she went to a lot of trouble.
She went to a lot of trouble.
I've been working. Not only that, I just had a car accident in front of me where I just had to go help and save some people.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
And I've got it on video, jackass.
Yeah. Slow down, Stan. He just saved somebody's life.
Okay, good for him.
No, I didn't file no report.
You didn't file a report?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm like one of those guys that come in and help and then leave because I don't need the credit, man.
You gotta be somewhere. Is that the same thing that you were at last night getting pulled in by a bunch of Hooters girls?
No, he was a good Samaritan.
Again.
Why don't you?
He saved a Hooters girl from a flat tire.
And three hours later, you came back with Haney's food after about five beers.
3 hours later, I'm Stan.
That's what Haney said.
How about?
Look,
he's got a phone.
And he's got a phone, and he had a rough night sleeping last night.
That's all you do. I'm Stan. Hello, everybody. Listen to me.
Dave, how did you have a rough night sleeping? All I was doing was reading,
man,
bro.
We talk, bro, and then my mind starts going. And when my mind starts racing, I don't sleep.
It is my fault because I was explaining to him about how evil the world is.
Yep.
And then it gets into my brain.
How about shutting that yap?
You want to see?
I don't want to see anything. This is radio.
I thought we were live.
Well, are we live? No.
Well, come on. What the hell is Marvin doing in here?
I don't know.
Taking up space?
Now, D-Train, can Dave sit in that chair?
Absolutely. For what?
You're getting made over. You're getting made over like a bitch. Yeah, you are.
But he's got a full beard.
Oh, she can work around it.
You sound like you're underwater, bro.
You sound like a stooge is what you sound like. A freaking stooge.
You got a chance.
See how he is? What are you on?
Nothing,
what are you
dude.
On?
I'm pissed off. What
well,
I am?
Snap the f out of it! But people are just asking you to do your job.
Sorry about this.
You know what? It's so embarrassing when we have a guest and two guests in the studio and Marvin. That you're doing.
Sorry,
this.
Shark
how
girl.
How dare you?
I really apologize.
How dare you?
I really apologize.
See, I understand now. Because Stan told me that you said that I guess I was being loud or
That's
something.
That's what you said. You said he was up till 1:30. You did too.
I said he was up till about 1:30.
And
I
you
was
couldn't
off,
sleep.
And I couldn't sleep because me and him were having deep conversations.
You did not tell me that, you liar.
Because I didn't get to that point.
You bald-faced liar.
You know what? Yelling doesn't make for good radio.
Then why don't you? Yes, it does.
Oh, it most certainly does.
It most certainly does.
Yeah, that's a proven fact.
I learned that from the CBS producers in New York.
Because you know what happens, Dave?
I am so pissed.
Do you know why it works?
I am so mad.
Dave, do you know why yelling works?
Why?
Because somebody's spinning the radio dial, mm-hmm. and they hear yelling. Mm. They can't help but stop.
I hear you. Okay, well.
Yeah, okay, proven wrong again. Now, shut your yap. Take that oversized ball cap off.
What's on the back of that thing?
Because I've been working outside. I'm sweating.
Go. I'm going to take a break. Go wash yourself up. Like Shark Girl said, with soap and water.
Are you serious, Shark
soap
Girl?
And water.
I am not that bad.
You're pathetic.
I took a shower this morning, Stan.
I saw you this morning. You were a mess.
Because I'm getting accused.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you go to the 96K Rock Facebook page, you will get the live feed of Dave the Waterman getting his makeover.
Hey, look, we're on TV.
We're on TV. So you can see this as it's happening. Dave has been asked to cover the shirt he's been wearing. The Bonehead wore another radio station shirt into the studio.
Dude,
what a piece of work.
I was out working, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Now.
Okay.
You understand that,
yeah.
Stan? He was working.
Yep. Yeah. No excuse.
No excuse.
Somebody wanted to know. Absolute Law text line. Yeah. Dave doesn't need to go and take credit for saving people.
He saved two people.
But he had to go announce it on the friggin' radio, didn't he?
And we saw
the footage you took.
Text line.
Meanwhile, mom is trapped by the airbag, and you're busy filming some little girl in shorty shorts.
You are so disgusting. It was
David
an accident.
Dave, it does seem that when you save somebody, they tend to be attractive young ladies.
Yeah. And you know what?
That.
You're not saving them. You're filming it.
You're so disgusting.
We're going to check in with Shark Girl and Dave here in just a second. You can keep watching it as we do our business. Dave's going to be made up like a street whore.
That didn't sound good. You can keep watching us as
not
we do
cool.
our business.
Yeah, we're not the studio business.
Bro.
Studio business. Which is why we're going to tell you right now about Naples Nissan.
What?
I'm broadcasting and I'm reading a commercial.
I apologize.
And you're coughing.
Sorry, sir. Yeah.
Hey, Stan.
Hey, Haney.
You know what month it is?
It's Rocktober.
Rocktober.
And Naples Nissan knows it. They're rocking it with, get a load of this, minimum $8,800 for your trade.
That's more than usual.
Yes, it is
and
more than usual.
It's usually pretty good, but that's higher than usual.
Yep, and it's the same thing. Trade it in, push it in, pull it in, tow it in.
People don't believe that, but
it's true.
It's 100% true.
We don't care over there at Naples Nissan what condition it is in. They'll still give you $8,800 for your car. Now,
yeah, a buddy of ours was in an accident. He didn't have uninsured motorist, and he's like, my car is totaled. Are you telling me really they'll do that?
Yes,
they will.
Now, on top of that, over at Naples Nissan, they have over 800 cars on the lot, new and used. All of them come with their unlimited mile lifetime warranty. Which means if you get a used Nissan, it's still covered for
nobody
a lifetime.
Nobody does that, Stan.
Go on down and see our buddy Aaron Walker.
And by the way,
yeah,
you know, if you have a real beauty
yeah.
that actually runs.
Maybe more.
Could be more. That's the bottom there. $8,800.
Rocktober at Naples Nissan. Pine Ridge Road. Visit them at NaplesNissan.com. Dave the Waterman.
It's very hard not to yell at him.
Isn't it? I mean, it's
oh,
so hard
on,
not
Shark.
To yell
he's
at him.
He's a good boy.
Why?
No, he's
why
not.
Why are you?
All right, Shark Girl, and bring the microphone over to you because I don't want to hear Dave. I want to hear you. describe what you are doing right now. Is this a foundation that you're that you're putting on?
I have applied disinfectant spray.
Yes.
I have applied. Oh, I brought perfume.
Good.
Oh, lovely. Dave loves perfume.
Yeah.
Now, when Shark Girl was prepping him, she put a wet wipe to him, and dirt came off of it.
Well, he's been working, Stan. What don't you understand about that?
What do you mean he's been working?
Dave, you've been working.
You're damn right I've been working.
Yep. Filming a girl in shorty shorts.
No, dude. No, dude. I've been out at a local restaurant that has its own beach out there at the bar working, man.
At the bar.
But he was working.
Yeah, yeah. I'm setting up a stage at the bar.
Now, what happened last night?
Last night, I'm on my way to get a drink because I'm scouting out.
I thought he was supposed to get you dinner.
He was, but he stopped at the Circle K to pick up a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, damn right. And there's a nice young lady.
I tell everybody, he and I were talking earlier, this is such a crock of bull. Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm not even going to say
no. No, you got to. You need to set the record straight.
You know what? I'm sorry, Stan. I'm getting a makeover.
Hasn't done anything for you,
Dave.
Yet.
I mean, this
Dave,
is just.
So
I
you
mean,
stopped to get a Mountain Dew, and what
yeah,
happened?
Yeah, I stopped. What are we doing here?
What a puss!
Close your eyes.
All right.
Put your head back.
What are we applying on him now? His skin looks very nice with whatever you put on it.
If I'm not careful, he's going to like this.
Yeah. What? So
this is not cool, man.
It is cool.
He seems to be enjoying this, actually.
He does.
Shargo, why do you feed him like that?
Now, what did you put on his skin?
So, right now, I put on high-definition foundation.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Yeah,
only
the best. Only the best. I have put on some concealer. I'm putting on eyeshadow right now.
My wife wants to know, are you going to contour him a little bit?
I tried.
You tried? No.
Do you do vampire facials?
No, I do no facials of any kind. Just going to go and put that out there.
Thank you.
Bazinga. Anyway.
Zingaroo.
Look up. Yeah, it's very difficult to not yell at you, Dave.
All right, now, what are you putting on now?
I am layering some eyeshadow, so giving him a little bit of shine and shimmer.
Right.
Oh, shine and shimmer.
Old man face.
He's very youthful.
He's 45.
Damn right.
Yep.
And successful.
And
I don't know
how
you've been able to become successful smelling like ass, but you know.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh, don't talk back to her because she kicked your ass before, too.
That is so not true. Dave uses body spray.
Do you use a body spray, Dave?
Damn right.
Acts like every other 13-year-old boy.
So, Dave, we got to pick up. So you stopped to get a Mountain Dew. What happened?
All right, so I stopped to get a Mountain Dew.
Stopped to get a Mountain Dew. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
What's up with your mockery today?
I'm just sitting here. Hey, don't mess up with the makeup, all right?
Tell the story, Dave.
Tell the story. Okay. He can't tell the story.
No, because I'm getting prodded with, I don't know.
So you went to pick up a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I went to get it. I'll make it fast. Went to get a Mountain Dew. There's a girl with a flat tire. I helped her change her tire. She worked at Hooters.
I bet she did.
Yeah, she did. Sorry, I didn't get photos for your confirmation there.
Oh, you got photos of the accident, though. Some girl's ass.
Yeah, while her mom is impaled by the airbag.
Her mom's impaled by the airbag, and you're
so
just...
So anyways, I ended up going up to Hooters, got food, and made it home. There, done.
But what happened at Hooters? You were out smoking by the air conditioner that had K-Rock stickers all over.
There was a lot of K-Rock. What am I doing here?
I'm waiting for you to finish your story.
Oh, okay. Cool. So there's K-Rock stickers all plastered all over the air conditioning unit. I was like, yeah, all right. So then, all of a sudden, there's about 20 dudes.
Didn't the manager come out while you were smoking to tell you that he had a reservation for a table of 25?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so there's a reservation for like 25 guys. I didn't know there's 25 guys. Next thing you know, there's about 10 of them come in.
Speed it up, because she needs to do your makeup.
I am, dude. And then next thing you know, the other 15 are all dressed in full-on Hooters drag, and it just was odd. Plain simple, done.
So they were dudes dressed up
dressed
like Hooters dudes, girls?
Dressed up as like Hooters chicks, wigs, you know, red, blonde, brunette, all that.
Did you get her number?
You know what, dude? I'm about to have enough today. I've had it. I've had it with you today.
Why would that be
Would you ever dress like a woman?
What?
Would you ever dress up like
a
woman?
Oh, hell no.
What the hell no, man? You know better than that.
Oh, that shark girl's got to put your eyeliner on.
I hope this makes you laugh.
Maybe you could go work at the Hooters after this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shark Girl. Just give him more food.
Are we getting him at a good angle?
I don't have a good angle.
Marvin, we're about 12 minutes away. We're about 12 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. We're also going to be checking in with our main man, Matt Mangus. It's another Friday happy hour at South Street, and he's going to be broadcasting live.
Mick Mungus himself?
Yes. He'll be starting up at 4 o'clock. We'll be checking in with him all afternoon. He's going to have happy hour drink and food specials, K-Rock prizes, and you can sign up at South Street today to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on November the 16th. Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples, just a few minutes away with Matt Mangus, and also a few minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Shark Girl, I want you to be mainly talking here as to, because Dave needs to keep his yap shut. What are you putting on him now?
Now I'm putting on, I will do a cat eye.
A cat eye.
To make him look like a Victoria's Secret mistake.
Yeah, man. Be like a panther.
Yeah, okay. So this goes, this, now I know some women go right into that eyelid to put the stuff on there. Are you doing that with him?
Oh, yeah. He's gonna be in a lot of pain here in about 2 minutes.
So. Oh, really?
Yep.
Because you got to go right into the lid.
No. How do you know that?
And, yeah, because I've read.
And Stan, this is my gift to you again, so that he will not be speaking, so that you can just go ahead and berate him,
you little baby puss.
I don't know if they can get this with the
he
camera.
He is not a baby puss.
I don't
baby
know if they can capture this.
Puss.
All the sparkle on the side of his face here.
No
sparkle.
Oh, yeah, sparkles. No, yes, sparkles.
No.
Yes.
Dude.
She didn't bring all this stuff in for her health.
Oh, you know what, Dave? I told Stan that El Camino, because of the Breaking Bad movie, has 1,000 views.
So rad.
Yeah, isn't it, though? All about you. Rad. All about you.
Dude, bro, it was like, only like 70 or 80 views, man, and it went up to like 1,000. Well,
all right, get a good shot of this pencil going into the eye.
Dave, if you keep talking, you're going to get seriously injured here.
Ooh.
Why?
Right
on. Okay. Oh, good. I got a good angle.
Shark Girl, how much restraint is it taking on your part not to gouge that into his eye?
Oh, that's real nice.
Am I not allowed to do that today? Or I was thinking.
Accidents happen.
Accidents happen. After all, this has all been tested on animals, right, Shark Girl?
The dead ones count?
So you use, makeup you use has not been tested on animals.
Nah. I mean, this isn't, I don't know, I don't live in Sweden, like, where else am I going to get makeup from? It's all, I don't know, it's probably all
Dave, turn your head over this way, let me see. Oh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Did you tell Shark Girl about the shark we saw, Stan?
Yes, she saw the picture.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I did find out that male cats have nipples recently, the hard way.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, of course they do, they're just small.
I didn't know that.
Oh, by the way, did you see, that Justin Bieber and his new bride are catching all kinds of heat.
Who, the Baldwin girl?
Yep. Because they purchased two Savannah cats. And PETA is all over them because PETA hates people that want these cats that are bred with wild cats.
Oh, really? They hate that.
Yep. And they're trying to get it outlawed.
What do you know anything, D-Train, about those Savannah cats?
Yeah, my stepsister who...
I know all about her.
Sold you your Alabama Wildcat. Yeah. She has one. And when a thing stands on its hind legs, it's about 4 foot tall.
Really?
It's insane.
Let's see.
How much do those go for?
You know, about $12, $13.
$12, $13?
Higher.
$12,000?
About $1,300.
$1,300.
And I think that's only if you're new to them, so you can't compete with said breeder in which you got it from.
Right.
What if you want an intact one?
Oh, then you got to pay up.
Well, what would paying up be?
Triple it?
Probably.
I'm looking at the monitor of Dave's eyes. You can watch this on the Facebook page.
It's good he can't see it.
It looks like
it's,
King Diamond.
Oh, my goodness. Shark Girl, you're doing a great job. It's a great job.
A smoky eye.
Yeah, very smoky.
This is what I went to art school for.
Oh, really? So I
bet your parents are proud.
Nope. Not one bit.
Oh, look at this.
And you're just fine with that, aren't you?
That is something.
There's just so many wrinkles. It's like hard to do.
Yeah, I know it is. You know, because, you know, and that face, it's skin. It's like fine-tooled leather.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a good leather ball glove.
Well-worn.
And you know what? Shark Girl was the first one because he doesn't. He wants the sympathy for all the skin damage, but she was the first one to tell him he's out in the sun too much and not putting on enough sunscreen. And he finds excuses not to put on sunscreen. You do not.
Yes,
you got to put it on like every 45 minutes.
That stuff ain't free, Stan.
Do you not understand? He got his face blown off.
Right.
So that's it. Then you wear sunscreen. Jeez.
That's why he couldn't sleep last night. He had to go back to that same place, and he was triggered.
Yeah, that's right. That's where you had to go. You were triggered.
Secret logos and stuff like that. What's wrong? What are you doing?
Look off. Shark Girl asks him, tilt your head back, and he goes back with his whole body.
Well, his head moved, too.
Tilt your head up, and then what he does is he just moves his eyes and looks at the ceiling. Stop moving.
Messing it all up. Now you look like a cheap whore.
So pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity.
Oh, I like it. The way she's got the line going underneath the eye, too. Just really giving a lot of depth. A
lot of pop.
A lot of pop and depth to those eyes. Looks like a lead singer of a hair band.
Yep. Oh, with the beard, it's like,
It's hard to make him not look any more methed out than he already is.
Wow.
I am so tired.
Now she's just being honest. She's just being honest.
He doesn't do anything wrong, man.
She's just impressing you, Stan.
She's not trying to impress me. She deals with faces all the time and is taking a good look at yours.
Oh, you are good.
You know what he's doing? She moves the pencil away, and he flutters his eyes.
Because there's stuff
like
on
he's
there, man.
Like he's the twinkle fairy.
Did you just call him the twinkle fairy?
Yeah, look at you know what, Dave? I didn't realize this. I didn't realize it. You have beautiful eyes. Beautiful.
Still, Dave, not only did she drive down here, she purchased you your own makeup.
You know
so
what?
So this is costing her money and time.
He's nowhere near done, but he already looks like he shouldn't be around children.
Yep.
Come on, man. I mean, all you're taking shots.
Turn to Haney and look real quick and flutter your eyes.
No.
Do one of these. Flutter your eyes. Go turn to Haney and flutter your eyes.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that, bro.
I don't want to do it. It's sick. It's just plain sick. Sorry.
No, I think she's doing. Now, are you going to do his eyebrows too?
Oh yeah.
Because he did his eyebrows once. He colored them once. And he looked. Yeah, and he looked like Groucho Marx.
He looked like someone that was in an institution.
Sorry, you gotta...
Don't move.
Don't move.
This is dangerous.
This is professional work being done. You know how much a woman would pay for this, Dave? An awful lot of money.
I can't.
Look, she's got to keep moving his head like he's a corpse. There you go. Darken them. That's good. And do it like. Can you do one of the, what do they call the little peak on the eyebrow there, Where the little point on it. How do you?
Oh, where he looked surprised.
Yeah, where there's the surprise look on him.
Hold on, let me see if I can probably do that.
Yeah, do it just on one of them.
Don't worry about it, dude. You look like Johnny Depp, man.
No, I don't, man.
Oh, God.
I look like a complete kook, man.
Yeah, you do. A complete kook.
This is insane.
I've had more secrets. No, I won't tell you.
Yeah.
What?
If you would have showed up on time, you'd be halfway done.
Yeah, it's true.
Crazy.
We're a half hour behind because of you.
I had to work.
All right, here's the deal. Keep, Shark Girl, keep going with that. Marvin, keep filming. We're going to have to take a quick break. But the feed will still be feeding. Stay by your radio. 4 o'clock safe word. Coming up in just a minute and a half or so. Could get you a thou. Then we'll check in with Matt Mangus, as he's going to be broadcasting live from South Street this afternoon. Then we'll get you updated on traffic, news, headlines.
Time is moving fast today.
4 o'clock, fluffer emails. By the way, Broadway Joe, his NFL picks this week, last week, like kissing your sister, 7-7, even for the week. Seven
but
it wins,
didn't hurt him.
Didn't hurt him. 7 wins, 7 losses.
Well, in Broadway Joe's defense, who saw, first of all, the Bucks beating the Rams?
I know.
And who saw them scoring 55 points on the road?
Yup.
Who saw that?
And the Rams lost again last night. That's a shocker.
Who were they playing last night?
Who did they play last night?
Oh, Seattle.
Yes. Seattle beat them 30-29. They missed a last-minute field goal. All right, stay by your radio. Safe word, traffic, Matt Mangus, headlines, fluffer, emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Broadway Joe. We're Stan and Haney. Keep watching.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. If you go to the 96K Rock Facebook page, you can see the live feed of Dave the Waterman getting his makeover. At this moment, he is in the ladies' room putting on his dress. I'm not joking. You still have 2 minutes to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. That word is award, A-W-A-R-D. Put that word in at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the safe word award to 45911. Just a couple of minutes left to do that.
Where's Dave?
Dave's putting his dress on.
He's like in a good boy.
Yes, he's in the ladies' room. We're going to get you updated on traffic. Then we're going to check in with Matt Mangus down at South Street for happy hour live today. Just not an appearance. He's going to be live. And then we'll take care of news headlines, 4 o'clock, fluffer, your emails in less than 30 minutes, about 30, 40 minutes. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. Traffic brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. Dave should really go there. Go to amrageroom.com for all the details. One thing on the board, and it is a crash in North Fort Myers, Orange Avenue and Pondella Road, and you are up to date. Down Naples, as we are every Friday, down at South Street, Matt Mangus joins us live. Matt, how are you?
Hey guys, good to hear from you. Listen,
sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds
really
good.
Sound good?
Yep.
Yeah, we got a nice clean feed today. I'm happy about that. One of the things that struck me about the Facebook thing and watching Dave was, the close up shot there, the receding hairline, the up close look at the pigment of his skin. He looks like a 90-year-old man.
He does, but he's got beautiful eyes now, doesn't he?
He most certainly does. Shark Girl's wonderful.
Yes,
what an
she
artist.
Is. She is a true artist. What's going on down there at South Street?
And Dave is her canvas.
Yes.
No doubt about it. She's doing a great job. Thank you, Shark Girl. And, yeah, we're down at South Street in the Goodlet Corner Shopping Center, Pine Ridge and Goodlet Frank Road in Naples. It's our weekly happy hour party. We're here till 6 o'clock. We got live music from Caleb and Brett. They'll be starting shortly. A little bit later tonight, Shaw Davis and his Black Ties are performing. Tomorrow night, Haney, you'll love this, Albert Castilla, fantastic blues player playing here at South Street. And on Sunday, reggae with Ja Steve. Yeah, they got great music here at South Street. No question
about
that.
Yeah, they're serious about it.
No doubt. Got a great stage, and we would love to see you down here. We got great food and drink specials for you. You can also sign up to win tickets for Five Finger Death Punch at the Hertz Arena on November the 16th. So Brett and Caleb live on stage in just a little bit. We invite you to come on down and enjoy some grub and enjoy some happy hour drinks with us today.
All right, Matt. We'll check in with you in about 25 minutes or so.
Thanks. Good job today, guys.
Thank you, pal. There's Matt Mangus down at South Street, down in Naples. Happy hour live.
And you know what? When you feel pretty,
you are pretty. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
It's just a couple of days away, Stan.
What? What is?
McRib is back.
Oh, I know it.
Man in North Carolina won a lawsuit over the man who stole his wife.
Yeah, got like a $750,000.
Cheerleader jumps off a parade float and saves a child's life. A woman has invented a device specifically designed to remove spooge. And finally, an Elvis lookalike stole fake lady parts from the sex shop. These stories and much more. Unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Marvin, get the camera on Dave. Get the camera on. Is this? Oh, you want to do? We want to wait for
a
the
big reveal
for the reveal. That you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, though, Shark Girl. Are you done putting his makeup on? It is very. Where's the dark eyeshadow on him? Where's that red lipstick?
I was going for demure.
No, we don't want demure. We want Saturday late night.
We want RuPaul to walk up and go, "Hey, girlfriend."
I want those eyes good and smoky, those lips cherry
good.
Red.
We are good.
No, we are not. Yes, don't you tell me. Don't
it's
you tell
my body.
That's our show.
He just looks a little emo.
Yeah. Yes.
Laughter.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark,
Stan,
Dave,
Haney,
honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies.
It's National Taco Day.
Yes, it is. That's why we invite you to go to Stan and Haney's International Tacos. What? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, right?
Look at Rob going. He goes, well, ba ba boom.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
You want to go on a date, baby?
I spend a lot of time on my knees.
Oh, it's so creepy.
I like your car.
He's getting into this now. See, he's
can
starting
feel it.
To,
yeah.
He's starting to love it now.
Oh, look at her. She's brushing his hair.
Aww. Easy. You're having a wardrobe malfunction.
Sorry. Don't mean to make you blush, Dan.
Is that mic even on?
I forgot to throw it. There we go.
You all right, Dave?
Didn't mean to make Stan blush.
You are making me blush.
Marvin over here is just blushing.
He's getting all trembly.
I know, man. Got me a little worried, dude. I'm going to be attacked in the parking lot by him.
Well, you know what you do? You carry the keys between your
fingers. That's right. And when you close that fist, and they're like brass knuckles.
Yep. We need to get him a whistle.
Yep. Keep the fellas off you.
And some bear spray.
Get you some mace.
What you
need? You want to show him now? Go ahead.
What?
Show,
what are you doing?
Show.
Oh, hold on.
Can you get him to wear heels?
He won't. No, I ain't wearing heels.
Do you have heels for him?
No, I ain't putting on
Here's
no
what I want
heels,
you to do.
Bro.
Stand up and walk. Stand over in the corner.
All right. Okay.
And I want you to a nice little pose.
Hey, baby.
Well, if we're going to do this, you got to bring that music down. I got to help him here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
Here you go, Dave. Strut your stuff.
What are you looking at?
There you go.
Dave, go out the door.
Oh, go out the door and come in. All right. Now you're going to put the camera off of me and on the door.
Put your hands together for the lovely Dave.
Yeah!
Hi.
Somebody here order a date? Somebody,
oh my God.
Somebody here order a date?
Oh,
I might take a moment.
Get Haney's money.
Yeah, what do we got?
And then he has
nice.
He always carries this with him.
Yeah, what have you made for? Look at you. Oh, sorry about that. These are regulars. I'm on a heavy one today. Yeah.
All right. Oh. Shark Girl, you did a wonderful job. now he's getting into it now.
Oh, and. Yeah. So, Dave, what happened last night? There was a table of 25.
Yeah, dudes, man. They were all dressed up as chicks, man.
Oh, that's sick.
That was sick and disgusting, bro. I can't believe it. I'm sitting there, I'm ordering our grub, dude, and next thing you know, there's like I said, 10 dudes come rolling in, and then 15 homies behind them, man, all dressed in skirts with wigs and makeup on, man.
What the hell goes through their heads, man?
I don't know, bro, but they need to they need to tighten up, man.
Who the hell would do that?
You know what I want to say, bro, but I can't use those words.
Oh, man, you they know? Are commenting
get,
on you.
I get myself in trouble. Are they really? You know why? Because they're jealous, Dan. They're jealous.
Yeah.
They don't have the cajones to do what I do.
Dave is halfway through the transformation stage to a full lady boy.
Yeah. Text line tough guy or gal or whatever.
Kind of cute, you know?
Gender neutral.
I guarantee you, and I don't know who it is, but you walk out on some street tonight, you're going to be hit on.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take a walk around the building. You want to film me walk around the building?
Yeah, do that. Right. Y'all walk around the building. Go. Say hi to everybody.
Oh, God. That is so disturbing.
It is.
My gift to you.
You did a wonderful job, Shark Girl.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that, folks.
I'm watching him walk. Those clothes.
Now he's going into the sports room. Look at Christopher. Oh, God. Look at the sports guys. And I didn't want him near him.
Well, it's frightening.
It is. It's disturbing.
It's very wrong.
All right, he's going down the hallway. Now.
Oh, is that the Spanish station?
He's going over to the Spanish station. Well, he walked by there. Evidently, nobody in there. Now he's in the sales room. Oh, there's Enrique. And there's Adam. Oh, they're loving it.
I can't see him. What was their reaction?
Just stunned. Just,
you know, that skirt is actually a little bit see-through. So
yeah, you can see a panty line.
Yeah.
Mary. Oh, he's going.
I think he's got a date.
Oh, there's Tony.
Oh, yeah, people want pictures with him now.
Oh, sure. Let's put him out on the end of Stan and Hanny Boulevard. Free pictures.
No. Something would happen to him.
Free pictures.
That is so wrong.
Oh, God. All right, we're watching. We got to take a break.
Oh, that's so bad.
The sad thing is he looks just like a woman from the back.
Well, from the front too. With if you shave him.
Oh my God, no!
Is he coming back down here? I think he is. Where is he?
Does he think that's what women walk like?
I don't know. Oh, now he's going into the
business manager.
Human resources is where he's at right now. Nice
I
move.
I bet they're
going,
impressed.
Nice move going in there.
Well, they can't say a damn thing about
it. They cannot.
Looks like
I dare them. That is how Dave identifies now.
Wait, this is on Facebook Live right now. Okay, he's coming back down to us.
What do you think? Do you not talk, man?
Do you not talk?
Oh, he's talking to
Marvin won't say a word.
No.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I gotta go.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right.
What's up?
Hey, we gotta take a break.
I saw your tour of the building there, bro.
Yeah, you are something.
Oh, yeah, check it out, bro. That's hilarious.
Did Tony ask you out?
Yeah, dude. He's like, I'll be looking out for you later.
Broadway Joe and his NFL picks are next. We'll also check in with Matt Mangus.
Woo!
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Want to thank Shark Girl for coming by and prettying up Dave. If you want to see it yourself, the pictures will be up momentarily. The stream is on the K-Rock Facebook page. You can watch it from beginning to end. Absolutely pathetic. We're going to check in with Matt Mangus down at South Street in just a second. We're going to do some traffic here first. And then we're going to check in with Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. So let's get you updated first with traffic for your drive home. And here's the pretty one himself, Dave. What do you got for us, sweetheart?
Hey, you need a date, baby? All right.
All right, now get serious. Okay?
Yeah,
those are your games.
All right, we got two on the board here. Let's start. Fort Myers, we have a crash at Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. Be on the lookout for that there. And in Bonita Springs, we have a hit and run at Center Avenue and East Terry Street. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave, sweetheart. Right now, live down at South Street, Goodlett Frank Road, Pine Ridge Road, in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. It's our mentor, our leader, our pal, our friend, Matt Mangus. Happy hour in full swing. How are you, buddy?
We're doing great down here, Stan. Thanks so much. We're happy hour, South Street, in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. Come on down and join us. We're here till 6 o'clock. Live music with Brett and Caleb from the band Rosaline. They're here. And then Shaw Davis and the Black Ties a little bit later on tonight. Albert Castillo, great blues player here tomorrow night. And we're going to be making a 96K Rock South Street concert announcement a little bit later on today. Invite you to come on down from 4 to 6 today. You can sign up to win tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on November the 16th. We have absolute drink specials, fabulous food here. And like I mentioned, Brett and Caleb performing live unplugged at about 5 o'clock today. We're at South Street in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center, Pine Ridge and Goodlett Frank Road. It's the 96K Rock Happy Hour.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you. There he goes. And here comes somebody else. 500 week.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, you were missing all the fun in here.
Well, if I understand it correctly, our old friend Dave dressed up like a lady.
He did. He dressed up like a lady, almost like something that you would go and be seen with back in, like, say, the early 70s.
Well, I truly wish that I had an opportunity to speak to him before he did anything like that, because I would have warned him, don't do it. This sort of thing lingers.
It does. It really affects. You posed in pantyhose. You did a commercial in ladies' pantyhose, and it hung over you for most of your career.
You know what? I cashed that check, and I was happy for a minute, and then the rest of my life.
Yep. And a lot of people won't admit it. It was a different time in the 60s and 70s Broadway. A lot of NFL players on those cold stadium days underneath that football uniform would put on those pantyhose to stay warm.
Well, let me tell you something. When Deacon Jones slaps you in the head and says, hey, nice legs, Joe, you sort of regret it.
Yeah, especially when Deacon Jones does it. You know what? How'd your week go? Because last week you were doing your picks and you were 7-7, not too bad. It didn't hurt you anything. You didn't fall any farther back, but you had like three marvelous weeks to start off, and then last week 7-7.
Well, there was a lot of nonsense last week, and you know, I stand by those picks on any other week, but that's what they say about the NFL. Any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Yep.
And I will be perfectly honest with you. There's no way in hell I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scoring 55 points in Los Angeles.
You and me both. They gave up a lot of points, but they scored a lot of points.
So you win some, you lose some. I don't feel bad about it because you're going to have those weeks where strange things happen.
By the way, did you pick Seattle to beat the Rams last night?
Absolutely not.
All right, let's go and take a look at this week's picks. By the way, just to let you know before we go down this week's games, both the Detroit Lions and the Miami Dolphins are forfeiting this week.
Well, that'll make for a historic week in the NFL where the Miami Dolphins will not lose a football game.
That's right. They have got the bye week this way, a week for them, pretty much a forfeit. Let's go with...
Well, and I think that's the honorable thing to do at this point.
Let's go with Sunday's matchups, starting with the 1 o'clock games. We start on Fox with Arizona at Cincinnati.
What a beauty.
A real beauty.
A couple of winless teams. And normally I'd go with the home team. But what you have in Cincinnati, an aging Bengals team versus a young Arizona team. I like Arizona.
Going with Arizona on the road to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Buffalo, I mean, they played New England tough. They're doing all right this year, and they traveled to Tennessee to take on the Titans.
Well, I know a lot of people are taking Tennessee in this game. I'm going to be the contrarian. There's some little bit of doubt as to whether Buffalo's quarterback will play. I'm going to gamble that he is and take Buffalo on the road.
Boy, contrarian. That's a big word for you, Broadway. You've been studying.
Well, the extra oxygen has really been a godsend.
All right, you still doing that hyperbaric chamber with the oxygen?
Oh, you betcha.
All right. The Bears going, taking on the Oakland Raiders.
Another beauty.
Yep.
Well, the Bears' starting quarterback sucks. He's out, so they brought in the backup, who's even worse. I like Oakland.
Going with the Raiders. at home over Chicago. Now, there you go. You're talking about Tampa Bay putting up a lot of points there on the road, taking on the New Orleans Saints.
Well, I think I told you New Orleans was a question mark to me. Given what they were able to accomplish last week, I like the Saints at home.
All right, going with the New Orleans Saints at home. The New York football Giants, now that they put in that rookie quarterback, have been doing all right for themselves. They're at home at the Meadowlands. The Minnesota Vikings come to town.
Well, how about that young Daniel Jones? He's done a tremendous job. And a rare bit of hope in New York. You know what? I'm going to take the Giants at home. I'm going with my heart over my head there, but let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. Your old team, the New York Football Jets, not very good, going to Philadelphia to take on the Eagle.
Well, yes, they are. And, you know, it's well known and all the talk about, well, the Miami Dolphins are tanking. This is embarrassing and whatnot, but would you rather have it known that you're tanking for a purpose or just be like the Jets, winless because you suck?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, and they're going to remain winless, according to Broadway Joe, right?
Absolutely.
Going with the Philadelphia Eagles at home. Baltimore Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers won last week, and Roethlisberger is not around to be, he's out.
Well, the Steelers organization does like Roethlisberger's backup.
Yes, they
quite
do.
A bit. And Pittsburgh, boy, did they need that win. I think they can get it done at home. I know everybody will disagree with me, but Pittsburgh, historically, they're not going to be a doormat.
All right, going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've got the New England Patriots. All this week, they were talking about, yeah, the Patriots won last week, squeaking by, but it was the defense and not Tom Brady. They're saying maybe showing a little bit of age this season as they play an NFC team in the Washington Redskins on the road. They're visiting the Redskins.
Stan, please. They've been saying that about Brady for 10 years.
I know. And they're still saying it.
Well, good luck with that, because how many rings has he gotten since then? I like the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. Going with the New England Patriots on the road to beat the Redskins. Jacksonville, not doing too badly, and taking on Carolina.
Well, Carolina put all their eggs in the Cam Newton basket, and then he decided he didn't want to eat meat and became a weakling.
They were
I
saying
like
that.
Jacksonville.
You're going to go with Jacksonville. They're saying Cam Newton, who's a vegetarian now, they're saying he doesn't recover quickly after Sunday games. He's not healing like he used to because he's vegetarian now.
Well, you know, I always am a firm believer in the old saying, you dance with who brung you.
And that's meat.
Yeah, and Cam Newton, what he did is he adjusted his diet a couple of years ago, but he would still consume fish and seafood.
Yeah, well, your proteins that you need.
And then, I believe it, according to him, it was this past winter, early spring, he decided to do without the seafood, and so now he's not taking in anything.
That's bad news, especially when you play in the NFL.
When you play in the NFL, and you're a big guy like he is, you need a lot of fuel, and he's not getting it.
Jeez. All right, last of the 1 o'clock games.
Plus, he started wearing a headscarf.
Yep. Last of the 1 o'clock games. The Atlanta Falcons traveling to Houston to take on the Texans.
I like Houston.
Okay, simple enough. Like Houston at home. 4 o'clock games. There's only 2 late games this Sunday. The first one's going to be the Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, much like the Jets, you know, talking about the Dolphins tanking. When you're 0-4 and you don't mean to be, that's even worse. I like the Chargers.
Going with the Chargers at home. Last of the 4 o'clock games. Again, only two of them. But this is a good game. The Green Bay Packers on the road to take on the Dallas Cowboys.
When two teams like this play, unless there's some extenuating circumstances, Broadway Joe goes with the home team.
Always go with the home team. Dallas Cowboys with football night, or the last of the 4 o'clock games. Football night in America. It's going to have the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead. You've loved the Chiefs for two seasons now, Broadway.
Well, they're the creme de la creme, and I like Indianapolis, too. I think they've done a great job this season, but the Chiefs at home, that's too tall an order.
Going with the Kansas City Chiefs football night in America. The Monday night matchup is going to have the Cleveland Browns going out west to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Cleveland's been a hard one to read this year, but I am going to take them on the road. It's just too much talent on that team.
There's a lot of talent on that team, and you have the automatic instinct just by seeing the Browns for so long that they're going to lose. They have a lot of talent, and then you see them win a few games, and it's like, uh-oh, and then they go and lose a game or two, and then you start saying, oh, same old Browns.
Well, and the obvious thing that people think about when they think about Cleveland is when I say that there's too much talent, they're thinking on the offensive side of the ball. They're loaded on the defensive side of the ball.
Going with the Cleveland Browns on the road Monday night. Again, Detroit and Miami forfeiting this week. They'll pick up again next week.
Well, it's for the best.
Yes, it is. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week, week number 5 in the NFL. His winners: Arizona, Buffalo, Oakland, New Orleans, the Giants, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New England, Jacksonville, Houston, the Chargers, Dallas, Kansas City, and Cleveland. Let's hope it's a bounce-back week. And I say a bounce-back week, it's just you started so strong, Broadway, with just big weeks, that when you go and finish 7-7, it's like, all right, he didn't hurt himself, but it's not the Broadway Joe that started the season.
Well, I didn't give anything up. I'm still in the plus column.
Yeah, let me look. The overall for the year, Broadway Joe, 26 wins, 18 losses. Not too bad.
And it was a bad week, but really, I was only off by 2 games 1 week and 3 games the other. So
yeah.
Not too bad.
And by the way, we're into Rocktober now, Broadway. Have you started to decorate the house for the Halloween season?
No, but I do have some security consultants I'm bringing in.
There he goes. There he goes, Broadway Joe. And his NFL picks. We'll be back.
Hi. Borden and Acrobats are nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah, know? Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of like a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, know, like somebody rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things, too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every, like, beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Though. Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties. And
oh,
they
that's
said
too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters. They'd be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prenders.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, it's too early for me. I gotta drive.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Friday edition. We're going to get you updated on traffic with Dave Sweetie Pie Waterman. And then we're going to check in with Matt Mangus down at South Street. And then Mark Haney's going to give us the news. 6 o'clock, Rob Show will be taking over. And he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you at 6 o'clock.
You have to admit Dave is a champion for doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he finally came through as being a big puss because D-Train was going to go and do it. But then Dave did come in, and you know what? I'll say this. He was reluctant. He did it. And you have to admit, Dave,
what?
You kind of got into it. After a while, it started feeling you started
you
feeling pretty.
Right into character.
Yeah, you felt a little pretty. And
it's what happened when, you know, when you're a master actor and things like
that. Oh, is that what
nature.
That is?
Entertainer.
You said you got a whole new respect for chicks, though.
Yeah, that is
still so got eyeliner.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you can't
your
get
eyes
rid
look,
of it.
Your
man.
Eyes look very beautiful.
I thought I got it all off.
No, because that's
like
in the eye.
You got most of it.
But it's in the eye. Go ahead. That's all right, people. Your
you said it was a bitch to get off.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. The whole respect for the chicks is, my God, going through that on a daily basis?
Mm.
Come on.
Mm.
I'm glad I'm a male.
All right, good. Glad we all are, too. Jeez. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll check in with Matt Mangus down at South Street. Here's the pretty one.
All right.
Don't
all
hate
right.
him because he's beautiful.
Yeah, don't hate,
man.
I don't want to hate.
Jeez, jealous.
Yep. Look at all them right. eyes.
It'll come off. All right, two on the.
It'll come off.
It will. Two on the board here. We still have that crash ongoing in Fort Myers at South Cleveland and Cypress Lake
you
Drive.
You mean the crash is still going on?
Or
it's still in progress?
What are you talking about,
Dave?
Well,
they're cleaning it up. They're cleaning it up.
Oh, that's
the
different.
Eyeliner affect your brain?
And then a crash in Fort Myers, Fowler Street and Colonial Boulevard. You're up to date. Motor update, 30 minutes.
When's the last time anyone other than Dave did that to you with a blah, 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 blah.
Nothing, a little baby or something.
No.
You know, whole bomb. You know, another little puss.
You're Stan?
It's Matt Magus. He's at South Street. Let's check him in.
Matt, I apologize. You're there trying to represent the radio station, and he's acting like a fool.
Well, the most disturbing part of this whole thing is the way that Dave seemed to embrace his role.
This
as
is what I'm saying.
Matt,
he kind of liked
it. Because he's
he
WFO,
so comfortable,
man.
In his skin. Bro. He looks so comfortable in that skin.
Look, man, I'm just, you know, representing the talents that I have, Matt.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Multi-talented, Matt. You know that.
You're a freak, son.
Done, son.
Anyway, we're down here at South Street in Naples in the Good the Corner Shopping Center, and I have a guy who's about to shoplift some T-shirts from me. Doesn't care that I'm on the radio.
Oh,
he's just
going to
dig
back off
and take anything he wants. No, I just kicked him in the in the scrotum. He's fine. We're at Happy Hour brought to you by Absolute. We have Caleb and Brett from the band Rosaline on stage. A little bit later on tonight, Shaw Davis and his Black Ties playing, and then tomorrow night, great blues artist Albert Castilla live on stage here at South Street. And we love it down here. We love coming down here. We love all the concerts we do down here. And as I said, we get together here every Friday from 4 to 6. We got folks representing from the Stan and Haney Show, from the Rob Show. And we're also signing people up to win tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on November the 16th. All today at South Street
and
in Naples. It's the 90s. What?
And you say you got something big cooking down there that you can't tell us about yet, right?
We got something big cooking down there, and I'm going to mention that in the last break.
All right, and that'll be in about 25 minutes or so.
Excellent, guys.
All
thanks.
Right, see you, pal. There goes Matt Magus down at South Street for Happy Hour in Naples. Mark Haney. I love that music. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News.
I'm Jerry
King.
Harry
Meisner and Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Jerry King.
Hear that?
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday.
Turn it up. Rip the knob off. Yeah. October
4th.
Double M. XIX.
I'm telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay. He's so busy in the other room, and I know it's coming up, and you and I are looking at each other. Is he going to be ready? Is he going to be
October?
And the answer was sort of.
Sort of. You hit a button close to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. October.
Stan, you know those Led Zeppelin songs that have titles that have nothing to do with the song?
You and I always used to talk about it. You know, you have a title of a Led Zeppelin song, and it's not mentioned in the song.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, you would think Wonderland would play a big part. The word Wonderland is only used twice in the entire book.
Wow. And the book, just a little different than the Disney movie.
Slightly. Something that we see every day, we take it for granted, we don't give it a second thought, because you're too busy with other things. But have you ever wondered, when you see a sign for a drugstore, or you pick up a prescription, you see RX.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at some point, you may have wondered, well, what is that? Oh, well, it's not important. Let me get my stuff and go.
Yeah. There it is. There's the RX. I think it's something Latin. It's some kind of, you know.
You are exactly right. It is a short version of the Latin word for recipe.
Ooh, because they have to mix it all up and create their little recipe of drugs.
Well, in the old days, that's what it was. It was, you know, compounding with the old mortar and pestle. They'd have to actually make it there instead of just handing you a jar of pills, putting a label on it, and charging you for it.
The pharmacist actually had to go and do that.
They'd had to make it. Yep. Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you know that, Dave?
Yeah.
Stop rubbing your eyes. You're going to get that makeup on your cornea.
Why do you look sad all of a sudden, Dave?
No, he doesn't look sad. He was rubbing his eyes, which made him all red, he's tearing up.
No, I'm just trying to get stuff off.
Like a girl, you know, PMSing.
Oh, shut up.
We all know about Air Force One.
Yes.
That is the official U.S. presidential plane. We know about Marine One. That's the official U.S. presidential helicopter. Is there an official U.S. presidential yacht?
I know Franklin Roosevelt had one. I know Grover Cleveland had one. I'd say, yeah, there's a yacht.
There was. But we're not allowed to have nice things anymore.
No.
There was an official U.S. presidential yacht until Jimmy Carter decided we needed to get rid of it in 1977.
Jeez. Well, you know, it was the energy crisis and all that.
I will never forget when Reagan came in and ripped the solar panels off the White House.
Yep.
There's enough of this.
Get back, take Marine One out of here, Jimmy. I'm getting ready to release those hostages. And by the way, these solar panels are off.
Mm-hmm. Where's my yacht?
Yop. Yop.
And what'd you do to the bowling alley?
Yeah, he took that out too, didn't he?
Yep.
Because Nixon loved it.
Yep.
And of course, Ford didn't touch anything.
Nope.
Wasn't there long enough.
Nope.
And then Carter got rid of the bowling alley.
Ford was never sure if he was allowed to do stuff.
Very true. Now, a lot of people think, you know, what, you're vice president and you become president. And we learned during John Tyler, when Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too.
But he was only elected by the people of Michigan.
He wasn't even elected vice president.
He was a representative from Michigan.
And Nixon appointed him vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nixon leaves and he ascends to the presidency. Never elected to any
national office.
Nope. That's part of history that you really need to look at. Nobody voted him in for anything.
And that's why that election was so important to him. I feel bad for him. He so wanted to be legitimized in that 76 election.
And then he blew it in the debates. I think he said something about either one of the Russian Soviet bloc countries. He went in the debate and said that they are not a satellite of the Soviet Union, and everybody's jaw dropped. And then everybody, there goes the election.
Yep, they said he must be a Russian agent.
Yeah, yeah. There he goes. Last person alive, he died in his 90s. Last person alive who was on the Warren Commission looking into the Kennedy assassination.
And
took a lot of secrets to bed with him.
And by all...
Back and to his left.
The correct.
And by all accounts, as far as being at that level, keeping in mind, at that level, considered a decent man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was told to keep quiet during that Warren Commission, though.
Back and to the left.
Correct.
Magic bullet.
Yep. That was Arlen Specter, who was just an attorney, an advisor to the Warren Commission, who said, I got a great idea. Let's invent this magic bullet.
You know who else was involved in that?
Who?
Hillary Clinton, but she was kicked off because she was not trustworthy enough.
No, that was Watergate.
Oh, yeah, not Hillary Warren Commission, but Clinton. Watergate she was.
Hillary Clinton.
And she was kicked out because
she was kicked out.
Not trustworthy.
That's a fact. She was an attorney advising the senators, and she was unethical, and they kicked her out.
They said, we can't have this behavior in Washington.
Look it up.
Lock her up. What? Oh, you said look it up. Exactly right.
Yep.
What you said.
Yep.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for,
oh, it's sure.
something or other.
Yeah, since the very beginning.
Well, the folks at McDonald's have announced they're rolling out their first seasonal drink in 6 years.
Hmm.
It's called the Cinnamon Cookie Latte. It will be available in both hot and iced form starting on November 6th. The last time they tried this was the famous white chocolate mocha scare of 2013.
Oh, yeah. You know, and do they even bother doing the Shamrock Shakes anymore at St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
They'd also like you to know they're bringing back donut sticks, but this time they'll come with chocolate dipping sauce.
I don't remember them the first time.
Indeed. But the big news?
Yeah.
McRib is back.
Oh, yeah. Where they really put a whole lot of barbecue sauce on it.
Onions and pickles.
Yeah. Just barbecue to cover it up.
Dave.
Yeah, bud.
If you were going to go pick me up some McRibs, how many do you think you'd need?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At least, I'd say 6.
That'd be good. Now.
Let me stop you right now. Are you going to send him one time when it's available to get some McRibs? Would you go?
Absolutely.
So you'll want, and then you'll come in the following day and you'll tell me about the heartburn that you have, that you haven't been able to sleep all
that
night.
That was when you got me spaghetti and Philly cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
They were off. Did it look weird in there that day?
No, they were actually pretty busy.
Yeah, it wasn't right. There was something wrong with it. Yep.
Sauce.
You got to remember to throw that spaghetti out.
Oh, yeah, it's sitting there.
Now, the McRib, the official date is Monday.
Yeah.
But the word on the street is they're starting to pop up.
Really?
But Monday is the official day that McRib is back. You're welcome.
Wonder if my wife is listening right now. Pick up a couple of McRibs.
Not officially available until Monday, but you might get lucky. Yeah,
and she could ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a 4-minute documentary on how McRibs are made.
You don't want to watch that.
Oh, I did.
You did, and it's extruded, isn't it?
Yes.
And formed.
Yes. They had a very large...
Matt.
I don't know if he was a high school teacher or a college professor.
Yeah.
But McDonald's went after him after on Twitter he showed a picture of a frozen McRib patty and said, wow, and then told all the kids don't eat anything from McDonald's. And so what did they do?
They went to McDonald's.
They sent a Chinese guy after him who flew him to the place in Oklahoma where they make McRibs.
Yes.
And they showed him, look, this is a pork picnic.
Yeah, that's what you get pulled pork from and everything.
Yeah. He said, now, we have millions of tons of this, and we put it in a big vat, and then it goes through a very painful process called extrusion.
Yes.
And they show all of the pork being ground up, and then it just, you know, kind of just, it's like a waterfall of pork.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all been chopped up. And then they show it going through into the further extrusion process and then coming out as the patty. And then they force the guy to eat one.
Yep. And he loved it.
Yep. And he takes everything back.
Yep. Loved it.
You see, that's the brilliance of McDonald's. If you have a black man complaining, you send a Chinaman after him and force them into Oklahoma to eat a McRib.
Sure.
Well, that's how it.
I know that's what happened in that
instance.
That's
called success, okay? And there was even some banter back and forth
in
between them.
In a moment.
Where the guy said...
In a moment.
This is really good. The only thing Better is when my grandma makes it. And then there was a moment of levity where the Chinaman laughed and goes, your grandma makes McRib sandwiches? And they all just thought that was a knee slapper.
In a minute.
And then it shows the Chinaman and the black guy walking off into the sunset together. And the Chinaman says, I guess we're McRib buddies now. And then they bust a gut, and then it's in a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verracio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with her entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verracio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verracio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verracio ring, valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big! View the entire collection of Verracio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verracio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, does marriage mean anything anymore?
What do you mean? Oh, I know what story you're going to do. I think the judge says it does.
Because, quite honestly, from a man's perspective, it's much like signing an employment contract with Beasley, where you give all rights to your wife.
Just finding that out now, huh, Rob? What?
Oh, I've known for months.
We've known for decades.
And I'm being perfectly serious here. You take the marriage contract to a lawyer as a man and say, is it in my best interest to enter into this legally binding contract? And he'd go, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be the marriage contract where you are agreeing to certain things and certain behaviors with your wife. Now, you will be bound by that contract. However, the way that the law is now, she can change her mind at any time for any reason and just decide that you're not doing it for her anymore, and you will be financially penalized.
That's why I like this story.
Indeed. A man named Kevin Howard from North Carolina had been married to his wife for 12 years. And then he learned she had been cheating on him with a coworker, and she wound up leaving Kevin for that man. North Carolina is one of just a handful of states that have something called alienation of affections laws. Those laws allow you to sue someone for, quote, purposefully interfering with the marital relationship.
Yep.
Kevin blamed his wife's coworker for seducing her, stealing her away, and destroying the marriage. He sued the man in court under that law for alienation of affections. And believe it or not, in 2019, Kevin just won a $750,000 judgment.
Sure did.
And if you're wondering about Kevin's motivation, it certainly wasn't for the money. Kevin is clear-eyed, saying, quote, I believe in the sanctity of marriage, but I don't foresee him giving me money anytime soon.
No, he'll never see the money. It's just that a judge said, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rare
Hello,
thing.
I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a gentleman who apparently looks just like Elvis Presley.
What?
Went into a sex shop in beautiful Auckland, New Zealand last week, and he couldn't help falling in love with a product called Like a Virgin.
What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Stan. That's realistic fake lady parts that you can interact with.
Okay.
But they're not cheap. For that kind of companionship, you're going to have to shell out $100. And when the man's credit card was politely declined,
insufficient funds,
he simply ran out of the store holding on to the Like a Virgin product. The police are attempting to track him down. The store gave him a surveillance shot, which was published in the local news and online with the face blurred out. But they do stand by the fact that he looks an awful lot like Elvis Presley.
They got it blurred, and when Rob was initially looking for the Like a Virgin sex toy, just a lot of pictures of Scotty Moore popped up.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I don't know. One of the oh, geez.
Oh, that's a tightening cream.
God.
Dave.
And that's the news for today, Friday,
October
4th.
Double M X I X.
I am.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it.
Like it is. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Just a lot of pictures of Scotty Moore, and then when he finally got the toy up there,
no.
Dave had a natural reaction.
What, to the vaginal tightening cream? is that?
That's a guy sex toy right there.
Well, what are you...
Well, Dave...
That's fun time.
What?
I don't know, man. It's something.
Doesn't look like a lady to me.
No, it's just a...
I mean, it's part of a lady.
It's a part of a lady.
It's the piece, man. Just plop it on the bed, man.
But don't you need more to go with it?
Well, of course.
Well, where do you get the other parts?
That's sold separately.
We'll be back.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Safe word could get you a thou. He'll also have that cockfight. And by the way, the champion right now is the new one from The Who, and it's a good song.
Yeah, sounds like a Who song.
Yep.
We're
going to check in with Matt Mangus one more time at South Street. But before we do that, we got to check in with our own local beauty makeover guy, Dave. Some traffic.
All right. Quitting time. Woo!
Woo!
All right, three on the board. Let's start. Lehigh Acres, we have a crash at 12th Street West and Susan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Bilkelia, crash, Pine Island Road and Betsy Parkway. And a hit and run, Fort Myers, Shawnee Road and State Road 82, and you're up to date.
All right, Matt Mangus, South Street, happy hour. Kind of wrapping up, and he's been there all afternoon. Matt, how are you?
Doing great. Well, we've got a packed house here. We got Brett and Caleb up on stage doing a terrific job. They're from the band Rosaline. And happy hour in full swing. We're at the South Street on Pine Ridge Road and Goodlett Frank Road in Naples. Brought to you by Absolute. We have live music tonight as well and live music tomorrow. Albert Castilla here live on stage. Great blues performer out of Florida. And we're happy to have him here tomorrow night. And we have a South Street concert announcement.
All right, what's the big announcement? Because you've been talking about it all afternoon.
Well, we're going to have the band Blacktop Mojo. We've just started playing them on 96K Rock, and they're going to be playing here December the 12th. They have a new single out called Can't Sleep, and they'll be performing here on December the 12th at South Street. And we'll have more information, ticket price, and all that stuff for you coming real soon. But still plenty of time to get down here and check out Brett and Caleb and our happy hour and sign up to win tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on November 16th. We're live at South Street in the Goodlet Corner Shopping Center in Naples. Matt Mangus for 96K Rock.
Thank you, buddy.
I sold my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore.
Yep.
Don't pull your love out on me,
Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Brennan.
But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Haven't I been good to you?
Yep.
Haven't you?
What about that brand new ring?
Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything?
Anything. If I threw away my pride and I got
down on my knees,
would you make me beg you pretty? I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Oh, get it, man.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do that, I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Thank you, everybody, for a fantastic week. We are the Stan and Haney Program.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Got stuck in some traffic on the highway coming here, and it ended up being somebody's overheated car out in the middle of the highway just sitting there. I don't understand that. I don't understand a car that's in that bad a shape. You couldn't get that to the shoulder? What kind of car breaks down that quickly? Break down that hill right now! Break down! Run! Wow. If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, the penalty for that should be a cop should walk up. Hey, how you doing tonight? Can I see your driver's license, please? All right, very good. All right, good luck to you. That's it. He just takes it and... You've demonstrated you don't know how to function on our planet. Or at least every city, I do this in my act, but I really believe every city should have a magnet chopper, a big helicopter with a cable that dangles and a magnet on the bottom. And all it should do is pick up hunky rust box jalopies right off of the highway and toss them off over in the grass somewhere. Good luck with your problems over there. The rights of the thousands of motorists behind you must supersede whatever additional damage we're doing. Spin it into a field with the people in it. Oh! You're pedestrians now. Get used to the terminology.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this, a 500 week.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
You were missing all the fun in here.
Well, if I understand it correctly, our old friend Dave dressed up like a lady.
He did. He dressed up like a lady, almost like something that you would go and be seen with back in, like, say, the early 70s.
Well, I truly wish that I had an opportunity to speak to him before he did anything like that, because I would have warned him, don't do it. This sort of thing lingers.
It does. It really affects. You posed in pantyhose. You did a commercial in ladies' pantyhose, and it hung over you for most of your career.
You know what? I cashed that check, and I was happy for a minute, and then the rest of my life.
Yep. And a lot of people won't admit it. It was a different time in the 60s and 70s Broadway. A lot of NFL players on those cold stadium days underneath that football uniform would put on those pantyhose to stay warm.
Well, let me tell you something. When Deacon Jones slaps you in the head and says, hey, nice legs, Joe, you sort of regret it.
Yeah, especially when Deacon Jones does it. You know what? How'd your week go? Because last week you were doing your picks and you were 7-7, not too bad. It didn't hurt you anything. You didn't fall any farther back, but you had like three marvelous weeks to start off, and then last week 7-7.
Well, there was a lot of nonsense last week, and you know, I stand by those picks on any other week, but that's what they say about the NFL. Any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Yep.
And I will be perfectly honest with you. There's no way in hell I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scoring 55 points in Los Angeles.
You and me both. They gave up a lot of points, but they scored a lot of points.
So you win some, you lose some. I don't feel bad about it because you're going to have those weeks where strange things happen.
By the way, did you pick Seattle to beat the Rams last night?
Absolutely not.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks of the week, week number 5 in the NFL. His winners: Arizona, Buffalo, Oakland, New Orleans, the Giants, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New England, Jacksonville, Houston, the Chargers, Dallas, Kansas City, and Cleveland. Let's hope it's a bounce-back week. And I say a bounce-back week, it's just you started so strong, Broadway, with just big weeks, that when you go and finish 7-7, it's like, all right, he didn't hurt himself, but it's not the Broadway Joe that started the season.
Well, I didn't give anything up. I'm still in the plus column.
Yeah, let me look. The overall for the year, Broadway Joe, 26 wins, 18 losses. Not too bad.
And it was a bad week, but really, I was only off by 2 games 1 week and 3 games the other. So
yeah.
Not too bad.
And by the way, we're into Rocktober now, Broadway. Have you started to decorate the house for the Halloween season?
No, but I do have some security consultants I'm bringing in.
There he goes. There he goes, Broadway Joe, in his NFL picks.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.